let's try to understand the concept of Malchus some more. In the physical world, if we study the sun and the moon, that's a perfect example of the concept of Malchus. The sun reigns by day, but by night, it does not shine on the world, as Hashem wanted it to be, day and night. And its powerful energy has no way to reach this world on its own. It's essentially potential energy. Then the moon is able to channel the energy of the sun by reflecting it and directing it to the earth, creating a bepoil, making the energy of the sun a reality, an actuality. The moon has no light or energy of its own. All it does is reflect the light of the sun. So what it's effectively doing is changing the light of the sun from potential energy to real actual light. And Chazal refer to the Midah of Malchus in the same way. It has nothing of its own. It only reflects the power of the other Midas. It only makes them reality. Les la migar maye klum. It has nothing of its own. In this world, which is compared to night, because of the nature of this world disguises the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's as night. It makes confusion. It makes lack of vision. And the essence of Malchus is to reflect that light here and reveal Hashem's dominion and presence in the world, to light up the world, so to speak. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Malchus-based David, essentially, achieved perfection in creating a kingdom. But it was a kingdom, a Malchus, which wasn't theirs at all. It was simply a reflection of Hashem's dominion. The Pasuk says, "Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Hashem." Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. It wasn't his throne at all. It was 100% an embodiment of Hashem's rule on this earth. Klal Yisrael in its entirety represents the concept of Malchus, meaning without Klal Yisrael, Hashem's kindness, his goodness, his chesed, his tuvoi, can't come to reality and fruition in this world because Hashem doesn't want his goodness to come through the nations of the world. And he doesn't want that through them his midah should actualize. Rather, Hashem only wants to be mashpia on this world through Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the existence of Klal Yisrael itself embodies Malchus. It's the method, it's the pipeline through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpois and his kindness and his goodness and his light is able to have an effect on this world. The Malchus itself has two states of being. There are times of Gadlus and times of Katnus, greatness and lesser times. There are times when there is an abundance of clarity and Hashem rules over the world openly. And other times Hashem hides himself and there is little display of Malchus Shemayim. There are three beings which are referred to in Tanakh as Katan, small, the small ones, the moon. As we said in Parashas Bereishis, it's Amar HaKatan, the small luminary. Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Beno HaKatan, the young son. And David HaMelech, David Hu HaKatan, David is the small one. And each one of them demonstrate Malchus. So the moon demonstrates Malchus, as we explained. And now it is small, but eventually when Mashiach comes, it'll be as great as the sun. As we express in Kiddush Levana, as we'll say soon. Yaakov refers to Klal Yisrael, who are small now, and David HaMelech refers to Malchus Beis David with Mashiach, and they're all limited today, but eventually will shine fully and greatly when Malchus Shemayim reigns openly. When we say Kiddush Levana, we mention this correlation. We say, V'lalavana Amar Shetizchadish, to the moon HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded to renew itself, Ateres Teferes La Musei Vaten, and that's a crown of splendor. It's an encouragement, it's beauty for us, Amusei Vaten, Klal Yisrael, who were carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from when we were created, Shehem Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisa, because we will renew ourselves like the moon. We're emphasizing that the moon demonstrates Malchus. It shows us that although now it's limited in its capability to fully express the shine and the light of the sun, as the month goes on, it renews itself and becomes a greater vehicle to demonstrate the light. And likewise, Klal Yisrael will do the same.